The president's approach to air pollution has prompted Democratic senators Hillary Clinton, Joseph Lieberman, and John Edwards to block the nomination of Utah Governor Mike Leavitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. The blocks will likely delay a Senate vote, but not a scheduled confirmation hearing Thursday. Some Republicans and Democrats consider Leavitt a moderate who might help the president deflect criticism of his environmental record. But the Utah governor has his own environmental critics, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Republican Governor Mike Leavitt has been silent publicly so far about any environmental initiatives he might bring to the Environmental Protection Agency. That's reserved, he says, for his Senate confirmation hearing. But the three-term Utah governor has been clear about his environmental philosophy.
I believe there is a substantial amount of environmental progress to be made in the productive middle. I think there is very little or no progress to be made if we simply polarize at the extremes. Those who are interested in collaboration, I think, will find my nomination to be a welcome one.
Leavitt likes to illustrate this thinking with a story, which he told most recently to a gathering of state environmental directors. It begins with competing bumper stickers spotted in a Salt Lake City intersection.
One of them said, "Earth first, we'll mine the other planets later." The other one said, "Save the Earth, kill yourself." Now, I'm thinking somewhere in between there is where the vast majority of the American people are. It's certainly where I am. And yet there's got to be a way in which we can express that and have the vast majority of the American people find their way to this productive middle and have something to identify themselves with.
That something is in Libra, a contrived Latin phrase which means to move toward balance. It's been formally adopted as a guiding principle by Western governors, and it wins Leavitt endorsements, even from Democrats, including Bill Yellowtail, who directed the EPA's Denver region during the Clinton administration.
You're not going to get out of the George W. Bush White House an administrator that is a hardcore environmentalist enforcer. You're just not going to get it. That's not in the cards. What we will get is a guy like Mike Leavitt, who is more moderate, a guy that we can talk to, who is a collaborator and a middle ground finder. I think that's good, and I think that's more than, frankly, than I would have expected out of this White House.
Yellowtail supports Leavitt, even though he challenged one of the governor's most cherished projects, a proposed Utah highway across these wetlands protected by EPA.
The very large bird in the foreground is a great blue heron, and the big white clusters out there are the American white pelicans, and we have large congregations of those along the east shoreline.
The Sierra Club's Mark Hylison looks through binoculars toward a bay fringed with marshes on the edge of the Great Salt Lake. Millions of birds nest, rest, and feed in the area as they travel the Pacific and Central flyways. Hylison is fighting what Mike Leavitt calls the legacy highway.
I see a legacy of sprawl development, traffic jams, and air pollution, where now we have one of the most rich ecosystems of waterfowl and shorebirds. This is the ecosystem that should be the legacy for Utah, not a freeway for development.
Hylison complains that he and other environmental activists are dismissed as extremists on this and other issues in Utah.
You can go through all the proper processes and public comment and attend every meeting, but still you will be ignored. It's almost like we are adversaries and our opinions do not matter. If a Libra is out there, we're still waiting to see it.
It's unfortunate we need to build this highway, but it's a need that we can't avoid.
Brad Barber is a former advisor to Mike Leavitt. He says the legacy highway is needed to relieve gridlock triggered by sprawl and growth north of Salt Lake City. Barber acknowledges the loss of some wetlands, but says others will get protection with Leavitt's plan.
Over 2,000 acres that might have never been preserved without something like this highway. So when it comes down to making some decisions, I think Governor Leavitt will try to find that middle ground. But if not possible, he will have the courage to move forward and make the appropriate and the right decision.
Leavitt made the wrong decision, according to a federal court. It said the governor failed to adequately consider alternative routes and mass transit. The project is now being revised. The governor asserted a state response to a federal standard, the preservation of wetlands. That's another of Leavitt's and Libra themes.
National standards, neighborhood strategies. There is a need for a strong national standard, but they are ineffective unless there's a means by which local strategies can be deployed to meet that standard.
Leavitt critics believe this is code for local and state control. Lawson Legate is the Sierra Club Southwest representative.
States' rights are usually invoked by state and local politicians who have to be dragged kicking and screaming to take concrete action to protect our nation's environment.
And states' rights was a major Leavitt initiative a decade ago.
Early in his administration, Governor Leavitt's pet project was to call together a constitutional convention, which would help strengthen states' rights in affairs that currently are normally reserved to the federal government. That was a really big thing with him, and he went around the country actually preaching this.
So Legate worries that Leavitt's EPA enforcement will favor states, which might favor local industries to protect local jobs at the environment's expense. But former advisor Brad Barber expects deeper consideration.
One thing that I have always seen from Mike Leavitt is his ability to listen to those people around him who are well prepared and know what they're talking about. He will not turn a deaf ear to listening to the scientists and the professionals within the organization who are providing him the information about what's right. He'll never turn a deaf ear to that.
Barber also cites Leavitt's environmental accomplishments, smart growth and open space initiatives, cleaner air, water, and land, stubborn resistance to high-level nuclear waste, a regional agreement to clear haze over national parks, and attempts to preserve wild land. Environmentalists have their own list, including resistance to protecting wild land, proposals for coal-fired power plants, backroom discussions and secret deals, and support for the president's environmental policies. Leavitt himself mentioned that in his post-nomination news conference.
In all of my conversations with the president, I think we're of like mind and of like heart, and I suspect that's one of the reasons that he has selected me to nominate.
So if Mike Leavitt is confirmed, don't expect any big changes, especially at first, says Pat Shea, a Utah Democrat who directed the Federal Bureau of Land Management in the Clinton administration.
The next 14 months are so fraught with presidential politics that I think he is going to be lucky if he gets to change a comma on the script card that Karl Rove and other manipulators out of the White House are instructing him to do as a appointed official of the Bush administration.
But Bill Yellowtail, the former regional EPA director, expects Leavitt to leave his in Libra mark.
Look, Mike Leavitt would not have accepted this nomination if he felt that he was not going to be given support and latitude from the White House to administer the agency in a way that reflects his own integrity. Mike Leavitt saw what happened to Christy Whitman, and Mike undoubtedly extracted some guarantee from the White House.
Former Administrator Christine Todd Whitman left the Environmental Protection Agency amid reports she wasn't allowed to manage EPA her way. Whitman strongly denies that. We'll learn more about Mike Leavitt's approach at his Senate confirmation hearing Thursday. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.